Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to North San Diego Business at Large, where each week you'll meet some of the movers and shakers in the North San Diego County business community. North San Diego Business at Large is sponsored by Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Visit syndicatingyourcontent.com for more information.
Good afternoon. I'm Deborah Simpson coming to you from Carlsbad, California. If any of our listeners are on Twitter, and especially if you're a North San Diego County business owner, I'd appreciate you hitting that Tweet This button and let your followers know about the show. If you have a question, you can feel free to call in. The number is 646-929-0096, or you can send me a question via the chat room. It is open. And if you like the show, you can always follow the show by tapping the Follow Us button on the show page. Of course, you can always keep up with us via iTunes as well. Today, my guest is Sheila Henry. Sheila's a coach and a licensed marriage counselor who's been working in the field for over 30 years. She works in a warm, comfortable atmosphere to help individuals identify their goals and with laser-like precision discover the hidden blocks which may be thwarting them from achieving those goals. Her passion is to help them clear those blocks so they can feel more powerful and take the action steps needed in order to live the life of their dreams. She works with such diversified issues like stress, anxiety, relationship issues, weight loss, post-traumatic stress disorder, and money issues. Sheila, welcome to the show. It's so nice to have you here today.
Thank you, Deb. I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, you know, you help people with post-traumatic stress disorder, which was very interesting. I manage a page on Facebook that we're raising awareness for post-traumatic stress disorder. It's kind of around the Vietnam War era when our guys came home and they were, you know, it was shell shock in the 50s and 60s. It's a pretty interesting issue, but I'm sure we'll get more into that in a minute. You know, I wanted to know, I know that you're a therapist and that you do some coaching, but what's the difference between a coach and a therapist?
Okay, commonly it is thought of as a therapist is somebody who looks at the past, examines it, works with it so that the person can live fairly comfortably in the present. Coaches specialize in looking at somebody's goals. Where do you want to go? What do you want to have? And then creating an action plan and helping mentor them to get or achieve those goals.
And so you do both, right? You're a coach and a therapist. So
right.
What does that mean that you do both of them?
Okay, so that means that I always ask a person, what are your goals? And it's not enough to say you're happy. You have to be specific as when such and such happens, when you have so much money, when you have this new job, when you have a new relationship, that will make me happy. So it's very tangible and measurable.
And that's a goal.
Good because, right. Mm-hmm. So it isn't just, well, I'll feel better. It's achieving those goals.
Have you always combined the two of them?
Yes. Even before I had heard about what coaching is, I'm a licensed counselor. So I was always starting from the fact, what are your goals? And that's even on my intake sheet. Let's discuss your goals. And
yeah, that's a really important aspect of life, because really what is our life if we don't have some goals?
Right. But again, not only do we have to have goals, what is our life like if we never achieve a goal? What if we feel like we're always striving but never arriving? And that sometimes is how some people feel.
And how do you work with them to bring them out of that line of thought and into practice of goal setting?
Okay, well, first we start with, what are your goals? Okay, and like I said, it could be weight loss, it could be making more money, it could be having a better career, it could be having a good relationship, whatever it is. And sometimes, obviously, there's more than one.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after that, we look at some of the blocks. Now, the blocks are somewhat conscious and somewhat unconscious. And I have an exercise here that may show some of the people how I get to these blocks.
Okay.
It'll take a few minutes. Should we go through this?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So if you have a paper and pencil with you or pen, you could write things down. Otherwise, you'll just remember some of the things. So pick a goal that you have. Something that you haven't quite achieved. Maybe you've been working on it for a long time.
Okay.
And close your eyes and imagine a movie scene playing a movie of you. So just see yourself on the screen. Or imagine you can see yourself there, since not everybody sees things. And as you're there, you see yourself on stage in front of 100 people. And these people, most of them might be people you know, some from the past, parents, old teachers, old school buddies, co-workers, people you're in relationship with now, if you're in business, maybe your customers or vendors, and then some new people.
Okay.
And then, as you're in front of all these people, just imagine holding up a sign stating to everybody, I've achieved my goal. Declare this loudly. This is who I am. I'm worth achieving this goal. I'm awesome. I'm great.
Okay.
And zoom in on the you in the picture. What is that you feeling? What's that you feeling?
Well, it's much more confident when you're able to achieve your goals that you've set and worked towards.
Right. Not necessarily everybody feels that way. Some might. But what are you feeling right now watching this movie? Many people have some anxiety or stress, along with embarrassment and shame. Who do they think I am? Just go inside and really notice that feeling. Notice where you feel it and how strong it is. And notice when you feel anxiety or some type of a stress response, maybe embarrassment or shame. It means that what you did and said and how great you are. What rule did you break? What rule came from your family did you just break? Maybe you've done this your whole life, but maybe you never really thought about it. Just let it come to you. What rule did you just break? And as you think, how many people can really say, I'm great, I'm awesome, I deserve to have what I want? And then look at the audience. Are they looking at you? And of course, you want to keep your eyes continue to be closed. What reactions are they having? What are they doing? Maybe some people are cheering. Maybe you're cheering. Maybe some people are saying, who do you think you are? Maybe you notice some doubt on their faces, like they want you to prove it. Maybe some are even angry. Or worse, maybe some are laughing at you or turning their back on you. Do you feel guilty about tooting your own horn? Was there self-doubt in your head when you declared, I deserve it? Your little voice said, you don't. And do you see how that rule you vowed never to break stops you in your tracks, not only in your immediate goals, but most likely in a lot of places in your life? And as you think about that, you might add one more question. How much does it cost you each year in your enjoyment of life? And so, in my experience is so many people have the difficulty of shouting out to the world, And so many people just have this doubting voice, an inner critical voice. You don't deserve it. You really aren't worth it. You can't succeed. What are you thinking of? And so these are the kind of thoughts, and you can open your eyes now, that people come to me with. And these are the kind of inner thoughts, the silent critical voice, I call it, that we have to change and turn into self-empowering belief statements so that eventually people can feel, you know, I deserve to ask for that money. I deserve to get a raise. I deserve to have this relationship be good. I deserve to have a great body. I want them to believe it, and they do, and then they can achieve it.
Yeah, it would seem to me that if they have that negative self-talk, that it could be awfully stressful in their lives to be belittling themselves because of that negative self-talk. Stress is pretty devastating, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It has physical ramifications as well as emotional. Do you know that there was a recent study from the Mind-Body Institute of Massachusetts General Hospital which said people who learn to ease their stress use medical services 43% less often. But can you imagine that?
It just seems to me that stress, I know from my own experience through my lifetime that stress takes a pretty physical toll on your body and, you know, on your well-being.
Oh, yes. There's migraine headaches. There's digestive problems. There's a tension in the jaws, you know, TMJ, tension in the chest and the shoulders, and that brings about pain. So, and then, of course, when you're stressed, it's not that stress necessarily brings on a disease, it's just that when there's stress, that these diseases can get stronger.
Oh, you know,
and emotionally, with that voice in you, just imagine, Deb, here you are. You want to ask a client for a sale and to make a lot of money. And so you think, oh, I can't ask him. He won't think I'm worth that kind of money. And with that negative self-doubt, you can imagine what it's like when you finally do have a sale. Do you really want to sign here, please? I need this sale. Please buy. So
right.
Just for decision-making as well as the self-doubt, which means that it cuts down on all the pleasures of life.
And how do you work with clients to help silence that inner critic voice?
Okay, so first, we find that voice, okay? We've identified we've set the goals. We say, okay, what's wrong? And then we may go back into the rule. Remember I said, was there a rule that was broken? Sometimes people make decisions when they're very young, which they're aware of and they're not aware of, as I say. The decision is, I best not ask for what I want. Because my parents said, you can't have more money, you can't do this, you can't go out and have fun with your friends, you've got to stay home. So you can't. And that decision, that kind of decision that says you can't have what you want, sticks with people. In relationships, I've had people say, well, I want a good relationship, but he just or she just doesn't do what I ask them to. They don't pay attention to my needs or desires. And then there's a feeling, but I don't deserve to have what I want. So we identify it, and then because, as you yourself said, stress is also in the body. We use some techniques that combine the body and the mind. This is called Tapping Emotional Freedom Techniques, or EFT, and it uses Chinese acupuncture points in conjunction with Western psychotherapy. And there's been a number of double-blind studies that show this is very effective in changing the way a person thinks. So then we're going to give him or her empowering beliefs. As you know, when you believe you can achieve something, the chances can be pretty good that you will achieve it.
You mentioned EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, right?
Right.
Can you share just a little bit about, you know, how did that come about? I'm aware of it, and I think maybe if we just spoke about it a little bit longer, the listeners could become more aware of it, because I've heard so many positive things about that technique.
Right. It started many years ago to become widely used, but Chinese acupressure points have been around for thousands of years. So I'm not sure exactly how it started, but what they say the tapping does is to lower the stress level in the body, and then you can begin to think about things more rationally. So it lowers the emotional feelings. If somebody's very angry about something that happened, a fight with their spouse earlier that day, as we tap on it, the anger goes down, and then somebody begins to see some solutions. Well, maybe this is how I can handle our disagreement. And notice I said, went from a fight to a disagreement. That alone is less emotional. It's
mm-hmm.
also be extremely effective with post-traumatic stress disorder that you had mentioned earlier, that this is very effective. The reason is that when something stressful happens to somebody, they go into a fight or flight or freeze modality, and the stress hormones flood the body. And in an animal, it finds that they're terrorized and they are in jeopardy of their life, they'll do one of those three things. They'll fight, they'll take flight, or they'll freeze. If they escape with their life, very quickly the stress hormones go down and they return to normal. With human beings, a lot of times these stress hormones stay in the body and they're not dissipated, which is why we get so many physical problems from stress. So.
Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder is becoming very common nowadays. Do you work with a lot of veterans who have post-traumatic stress disorder? And I know there's a controversy about calling it a disorder as well, that
right.
some people call it post-traumatic stress
right.
syndrome.
Right, because it is a very natural reaction to stress. It happens in animals, a freeze. And when somebody has post-traumatic stress, there's a freezing in their body of the memory. And it's just frozen in the brain in a different way than the memory is for, in our brains. Let's say, what did you have for dinner last night? So it's a different kind of memory, and it just pops up at different times without warning. There's nightmares. Somebody is talking to you, and all of a sudden, something, it could be a sound, a smell, a look, anything, and they're back in the past. They're no longer here in the present. And it's
yeah,
not logical.
It's pretty debilitating, isn't it?
Yes. And it happens with veterans, but it also happens wherever there's violence. So somebody who's been a victim of a rape, somebody's a victim of domestic abuse, somebody's in an automobile accident, or other areas where they feel their life is threatened and they feel helpless. It's a combination. That is what can induce post-traumatic stress.
Aha. Now, when during the introduction I mentioned that you work with laser-like precision to discover hidden blocks, can you give us an example of what a hidden block is and how you would discover it?
Okay, basically it could be something like that script that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
I might just say, as you think of achieving this goal, what thought comes to mind? And I might have them go inside their body, close their eyes. I've studied a lot of hypnosis, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come up with something. Or they'll be just saying something as we're having a general conversation, and I'm attuned to what they're saying, and I'll pick something up and I'll say, this thing you said about how you can't have what you want, is that very strong? How strong is this? How true is this? And they've already told me what the block is, and they're not even aware that they've told me what the block is. It's interesting. There was a woman who always had enough money to survive and pay the bills, but never extra. And she was always saying she had enough money, and that was good. And then one day she realized that this enough really was the block, because she had this feeling enough should be enough, and she shouldn't want more. When she realized that, she went on to make a lot of money and buy a lot of real estate.
You know, I just had that happen today. I was at Good Old Gals in Carlsbad, and next Thursday is the Boom event at QLN Conference Centers. So they were talking about that, and I had already bought my ticket to go to the conference next Thursday. And one of the giveaway prizes included a free ticket, and I just happened to win that prize. So now I had a second ticket. So I just said, you know, if anybody wants this second ticket, just let me know. And a gal came up, and she said, yes, I want it. So I gave her the second ticket, and she handed me the $10. And I said, well, you don't have to pay me. It's okay. I already have a ticket. And she said, no. You know, I was going to buy one anyway, so I'll just take that, and here's the $10. And as I started to protest again, I stepped back and I thought, you know, this is the universe handing me some abundance. It's not right for me to say no to it. So I said, that's great. I'll take the $10. If that's what you want to give me, that's perfect, and I'll look forward to seeing you next week. And so I realized that if I say no to the 10, if I keep protesting that no, that's okay, that's saying no to abundance.
That's right. That's such a good example, Deb, really. It's just saying, no, I don't need it. I don't want it.
Yeah. And you have to accept it. You know, one of the things I recently did was raise my rates. And by raising my rates, I all of a sudden got an influx of new clients that I never imagined before. And I know small business owners can be afraid to raise their rates, but, you know, sometimes you're working for not enough money, and raising your rates and getting someone to say yes is a great self-esteem booster.
Oh, yes, because you have to feel good about yourself to say, this is what I'm worth. I am worth it. And I also recently raised my rates because there is a hidden block which says, oh, you'll never find anybody who can pay you. Who do you think you are to deserve that extra money? Or you're not worth it. And those are hidden blocks that come up. But, yeah, that's a good sign that you were able to raise your rates. And I was raising my rates. Because we say what we have to offer is really valuable.
Yes. Yes. So how do you work and who do you work with?
Okay. How do I work? As I said, I work with the tapping. I work with people generally over 45, and I have some veterans, and they've come in with PTSD. I have people who are just anxious or depressed or people who say, I want a relationship. I'm tired of being all alone. I don't understand why I can't have a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then there are people who say, I've tried every weight program there is, and I just can't lose weight. I say, well, you know more about weight and calories than I do, but that's not how I work. I look at the emotional reasons behind the eating.
Mm-hmm.
Just looking at the emotional reasons behind the fear of saying what I'm worth.
And so for the listeners who would like to get in touch with you and find out more about your services, how can they get in touch with you?
Okay, my phone number, and thank you for asking, is 858-450-1965. Or you can call me or look up my web. My website is SheilaHenry.com. And I,
yes, and I have it linked both to the blog post and over here at the studio post.
Either way is good. And I do offer a complimentary first session, because, or what I call a breakthrough session, because it's so important to feel comfortable with the person you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
You're sharing a lot about yourself. So I want to make sure that we are a fit for each other.
Right. Yeah, that's really important in the work that you do.
Right. And I work with groups and individuals.
And so let me ask you, what should I have asked you during this interview that I didn't ask you?
I think the big thing would be, one thing you could ask is what makes me so passionate about this work? And I'm passionate because I see a transformation in people's lives. And that, to me, is one of the most exciting things in the world. And I'm going to work till I'm 100 years old. I mean,
there
that's
you go.
I love it.
Yes. Well, you know, also, the work you do is so important because people should have the opportunity to really live life to the fullest. And
right.
I know that that little voice in the back of our head can prevent that. And once you can tame that voice and start to heal, then all of a sudden you can start to really live.
That's right. You start achieving your goals because you're so sure inside, I am worth it and I deserve it.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I have a whiteboard in my office and I put positive sayings on my whiteboard just to keep reminding me that you have to keep your mental self strong and positive, especially if you're in a small business.
Right.
Well, it has just been a pleasure to talk to you today. I've enjoyed our conversation and it's definitely something near and dear to my heart since I read a lot about post-traumatic stress syndrome and realize how many people suffer from that. So it's good work that you're doing, Sheila.
Oh, thank you. And I've enjoyed talking to you today.
Yes, well, thank you so much for being my guest. I really appreciate you having you on the show today. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
And that is our show for this week. You can join me each Friday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific Time if you have an idea for the show, a business owner you think I should interview, or you just want to talk to me about the show. You can feel free to contact me. My number is 760-729-6647, or send me an email, Debra, D-E-B-R-A, at NorthSanDiegoBusiness.com. Until next week, I hope you have a safe and prosperous week. North San Diego Business at Large is produced by Debra Simpson and Syndicating Your Content, where we bring traffic and income to your website. Please feel free to leave your comments below.